The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. The surety of a safe, restful dwelling place. The surety, the guarantee, the comfort of knowing that we have a safe, restful dwelling place. You know, the message of Psalm 91 has been a guiding light in my life. And it recognizes that God's people do face battles with supernatural evil. You know, the enemy is our enemy. He, little he, and his little K kingdom comes close to doing battle against us, as we will see in the development of the psalm. We encounter a fowler, and we know who that fowler is, who has plans to snare God's people and do his deadly work against us. As we face such a foreboding prospect, the psalmist, oh my God, the psalmist lets us know where we must begin to meet such a challenge. We must begin with God. That's the message of Psalm 91. The psalmist introduces us to God. In these two verses, he focuses attention upon 4 different Old Testament names for God. Getting to know God is not an easy assignment. The whole of the Bible introduces us to him as an infinite, transcendent, personal being. Left to us, his person is so above and beyond the reach of human understanding that knowing him expresses an exceedingly stretching desire. Talking about God, talking about a safe, restful dwelling place. Philosophers, theologians, poets, and godly saints of the past may help us to know about him, but truly knowing him goes deeper. It conveys a personal, relational intimacy. Ultimately, the process of knowing God requires a personal relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to his disciples, if you really knew me, you would know my Father well. You wouldn't know my father well. Look at John, John 14, verse 7, and you'll see that. Philip's response was, Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. And the Lord Jesus answered Philip with a question. Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus described the intimacy between himself and the Father in these words, I and the Father are one. We're talking about a safe, restful dwelling place. We're talking about Psalm, the message of Psalm 91. And we got to understand, we need to know, however, that knowing Jesus Christ is just our beginning place. Psalm 91 helps us enlarge our knowledge of